I'm Craig Windham. Mitt Romney has scored a big win in the Republican presidential primary here in Florida, walloping Newt Gingrich by 14% after a bitter campaign. Romney used a more aggressive style and outspent Gingrich by about 5-1. The campaign here featured a barrage of negative ads. But speaking to supporters in Tampa last night, Romney said the bruising primary battle will leave no scar tissue.
A competitive primary does not divide us, it prepares us, and we will win.
But Gingrich says he is not about to concede the nomination to Romney. He did not call or congratulate the former Massachusetts governor. Instead, Gingrich insisted he is in the race to stay.
We are going to contest every place, and we are going to win, and we will be in Tampa as the nominee in August.
That's Gingrich speaking to his supporters here in Orlando last night. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now in Washington. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Craig. And I suppose one of the big questions is, what do we know about exit polling? Why did people in Florida vote the way they did?
Well, the exit polling shows Romney ran strongly, Paul, among most of the major voting blocks here. He appealed to senior citizens, to women, and to Hispanics. He trounced Gingrich among voters who said defeating President Obama was their top priority, and among voters who said moral character was the main factor in their choice of a candidate.
Thanks. That's NPR's Craig Windham with us from Orlando, Florida. As the online social network Facebook closes in on 1 billion users worldwide, it's going public. NPR's Steve Henn reports Facebook will announce IPO plans as early as this week.
Wall Street's expected to value Facebook at close to $100 billion. If this pans out, Mark Zuckerberg, who's still in his 20s, will be worth more than $20 billion. It leads one to question, is Facebook worth the price? Or is this another internet bubble in the making?
This is a very expensive company, let's face it.
Sam Hamada follows the tech industry and Wall Street at Privco.
So at $100 billion, you're talking about one of the largest companies in the United States, or most valuable companies in the United States. The upside is reasonably limited.
Hamada says Facebook will have to grow like a weed for years to justify the stock price. And other analysts agree. They say investors who buy shares are betting that Facebook will more than quadruple in size. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
The Greek government says there's a tentative deal with private creditors on a bond swap that could cut the country's debt by at least half. But as Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens, the government is not celebrating until there's also a deal on a second bailout.
The coalition government is led by Lukas Papadimos, a former central banker appointed in November to save Greece from default by securing the bond swap and the new bailout. Greece needs both deals to avoid bankruptcy and a possible exit from the eurozone. But international lenders are holding up the second bailout deal because they're frustrated with the slow pace of reform. They also want the government to lower the minimum wage, something which politicians say they oppose as they gear up for spring elections. The government says it hopes to announce a final deal on the bond swap and the new bailout by Friday. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
President Obama is urging Congress to act quickly on bipartisan measures that would extend tax breaks for small businesses and help startup companies to raise money. The president plans to include in his 2013 budget proposal later this month a series of business measures to give entrepreneurs incentives to expand their businesses or start new ones. The president made his remarks during a cabinet meeting at the White House. He noted that for the first time, Small Business Administration Chief Karen Mills was participating as a full member of the cabinet. The White House legislative agenda for small businesses includes permanently eliminating taxes on capital gains from investments in small businesses and a one-year extension on the ability of all businesses to immediately deduct costs of equipment and software purchases. The administration is also trying to fix a stubborn drag on the economy by allowing all homeowners to refinance their mortgages at lower interest rates, even if they owe more than their homes are worth. It tackles a difficult issue of vital concern in states key to President Obama's re-election. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.